Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, my God. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Who are you threatening with that when you say, oh, we're doing this song tonight? What is that? Is that a threat?
That is a threat. That is a promise and a threat.
It's not my favorite.
I just rocking out to that song. I'm like, oh, we're doing this one tonight. Hell yeah. Rock out with our...
And by
mops out. With our mops out.
By we, you mean you, your husband, and Village.
That's right. We're going for it tonight.
Is anyone else coming?
There's a couple other people. We have Tommy Igo coming. He's a drummer.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know.
Igo parties with you, huh?
Did you hear the boys come in last night?
I did not. No, I didn't. And it was late. His flight was delayed. Of course it was. Yeah.
What else is new?
I'm sure he didn't get there till 1 in the morning.
Poor John.
Poor John, nothing. Please.
He's got to wait for that.
He's excited. He could nap in the evening.
Probably had some beers or whatever.
Whatever. I know. I doubt they even went right to bed knowing them.
Yeah.
Up giggling all night like girls.
Exactly.
Oh, no, it's our birthday weekend.
What did we do? Oh, my God.
Take your socks off and we'll do puppets.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Hi.
Hi, Village. How are you? We have this whole huge running joke at our house about Village. If he drank too much, his name would be Swillage.
Yeah.
If he forgot to pay his electric bill, his name would be Village. You know, just all...
Village?
Village, sure.
Got it.
If he writes the old-fashioned way, we call him Quillage. You know, there's a zillion of them.
All right, you can stop there.
Yeah.
Now it's getting lame.
Listen. It gets much lamer. And you wouldn't even believe some of the ones.
You're already desperate at Village, so I don't know how.
How much worse can it get?
If a whale eats him, he's Krillage.
Okay.
Yeah, see? There's a million.
It
just gets funnier and funnier as it gets stupider and stupider.
Well, you get drunker and drunker, so.
Yeah.
No, we were doing it last night, waiting for you. I was getting ready for bed. And me and John are in there doing all the Village jokes, and it's good. When he knocks a drink over, you call him Spillage.
Okay, I like that one. I'm very familiar with that one.
So you two had
a girl date
yesterday.
We had a nice
and I thought about
together.
You guys. I was wondering if you were frightened or walked out on it, maybe.
No.
We went and saw the movie.
Went and had a hamburger together.
Where at?
I don't know.
Someplace in the Metreon. Downstairs in the Metreon. We were trying to decide. We were actually going to just go to the movie and get...
A hot dog. But then it smelled so good in there.
Oh, we walked in and there's all these smells coming all around us. We can have that.
We made the wrong choice in the end.
You did?
Well, the burgers, they were good.
Delicious. They were good. We figured out we could have just split one.
They were humongous. Oh. And we both finished our burgers.
I love dating
a girl who eats, quite frankly. I hate them bitches you sit down with and they take like 3 bites of their food and I'm so full.
Oh, I was chowing
like,
that thing
stick
down.
Stick that greasy ass burger
fries.
In your mouth.
I just had the burger. I skipped on the fries.
I shouldn't have bothered with the fries. The burger was so
like,
big. What,
yeah,
I have 3 fries?
I don't need
and
fries.
I'm like, here's my plate of... Hey, Mr. Trash Can, here's my plate of fries.
Yum, yum, yum.
I know. It's a waste. I always think I'm going to want them, though. But anyway, so we did that, and we're just, you know, walking around the Metreon, and we go up to the movie, and I will say this. I did like it. I expected to love it, and I liked it. What did you think?
I liked it. I liked the boys.
Yeah, the boys were very good.
Or the kids.
Yes.
Most of them.
I loved the little girl that they got to play.
Yeah, she's like a Molly Ringwald looking little girl.
Like Molly Ringwald, and she also reminds me of Lindsay Lohan. Mm. Like when she was little, and she was doing, you know, like the Parent Trap and
good.
Stuff. She was really good, and she was super charming and cute, and the acting was decent for children because a lot of times they are the worst. But Overall, I will say that it actually lacks from not having the adult kid switchback, like, because I know so much about who these people become that I sort of miss that. And I get it. They're going to do chapter two. There's no kid sex.
What they say at the end, was it end of chapter one or something like that?
Chapter one.
So I was like, oh, there's going to be another one.
Yeah. So then, well, you know, they put the thing down and 27 years go by. And that's you know, the theme of the book.
But as a standalone, if I hadn't seen the miniseries, I would have been all, oh, okay, that's fine. I'm done.
Yeah, so she just watched the miniseries from the 80s, the 90s. I don't know when that aired.
Yeah, early 80s or late 70s. I'm not even sure either.
And I think, is it Tim Rice who was the Pennywise the Clown? You actually said...
No,
it's not Tim Rice. What is that guy's name?
Tim Roth, Tim Burton, Tim... who played...
I know. I would say Tim Rice, but I guess I'm wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Tim...
It's not Tim.
Okay.
I think it's Roth. I think Roth is right. It's the Tim that's not right.
Peter's not even on yet.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah, look at your...
Well, anyway, she liked the old It better.
Yeah, I thought the old It was much scarier. Even though it was television, I thought he was much scarier than this one.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy the couple of those little kids were funny, man. They had some jokes, Vinny.
No, it is Tim. It's Tim Curry.
Tim Curry!
That's it. Oh, I had a boyfriend named Tim Curry in high school. I should remember that.
How the heck?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big...
But it wasn't this guy.
No.
All right.
Way better looking than that guy.
I have to say that by the end of the movie, I was done with it.
It was so long.
It was really long.
How long? Over 2 hours?
Well over 2 hours. Ugh. We started at 11:45. I think we're out of there at 2:35 something.
Yeah, like 2:38. There we were walking out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so it was... Well, you know, they played as... Who knows how long it actually... I'm sure you could easily find that out. But they play... I'm always like, play the previews and start the movie right at the time it's supposed to start.
I thought of you guys like after lunch or something and went, oh, they're probably watching the movie right now. You hadn't even started yet?
No, 11:45 is when the movie started and it ended at, it was, you know, almost 3 hours that we were in there. But I swear to God, they played a half hour of trailers. It was unbelievable.
Like about an hour and a half in, I started to, like the seats, those seats are awesome. Comfortable, you lay back. But after an hour and a half, I start to like just move around. I cannot get comfortable.
Well, it felt like they kept doing the same thing over and over. They kept going back to the house. They kept seeing the... So it's good, and there are some excellent jump scares in it that you want. But by the end of it, I was so done with it that they get to the tearjerker part, and listen, I will cry. I cry at everything.
Drop of a...
Anything. And I was totally dry-eyed, like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I want this to be over.
Wow.
Like, it didn't move me. And I liked the characters. I liked the two, you know, Bill and Beverly. I thought they were great. I loved the little fat kid, Ben.
Oh, he was great.
He was great. There, you know, I really liked it, but I was so over it by the time it was done.
Do you think that movie would have been a better experience at home because you would have felt less put out by the length of time?
Possibly.
Because the length of time, a movie like that where you're actually saying you like the characters and yet by the end you're so exhausted from it, you don't give a bleep. That says a lot about the pacing and the film length and all the, that's bad storytelling.
You should be completely
involved by that point.
I agree.
And love.
If it's going to be 2.5 hours long, there should be a reason why. Like, they could have cut out a few of those crazy scenes.
Yeah.
Like, how many times can they go to that goddamn house? Like, let's put this thing to bed. God. 3 times. Like, really? But anyway, it was fine.
All right.
And if you like a scary movie, great. And if you've read the book, you probably should go see it. If you enjoyed the miniseries.
And if you didn't, you can still go see it.
Yeah, sure.
You just won't have any background.
You don't really need it. They did a good job of making it a standalone, I thought.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have enjoyed going to a flooring appointment more than going to it?
I I would have.
You would have.
I love stuff like that. I'm going to say no on that one.
Yeah.
Did you get to pick floors?
No,
did you pick a stain?
That wasn't what happened.
You get to walk around your new house. That's fun.
There was one guy who came out and looked at the floor and gave the missus his opinion on how it can be fixed. And then I said, well, we have to get a second opinion, which she was like, yeah, but this guy. And I'm all, you of all people. What the but I know why, because she doesn't want to do multiple appointments. It sucks.
So she was at the first one, and now you met
and
the guy.
The guy who I got to come out is the guy who did the little apartment we have. Mm-hmm. So I knew him and I know his work. And he came out and he was like, "You cannot fill the color in." So she wants to sand down the floor.
They're those hand carved-y looking ones, aren't they?
I don't know about that. It's just a wood floor. It's walnut, so it's already a dark wood. Mm-hmm. And so when you put the finish on it, it makes it even darker. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I really want it to be as light as possible. And I'm with her. But the first guy was like, well, the part you can't sand, the little gaps in between,
yes,
where there's darkness.
Oh.
He's like, we can just fill that and then we'll go over it. And the guy who I had come in, he goes, you don't want to fill that. That's like putting grout on wood.
Yeah.
It'll all crack out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, right. That's why we're having a second appointment. Like, you have to have a second person look at what the first guy said.
Wood floors do so much moving, contracting, expanding. It's, yeah.
So he was absolutely like, you cannot do that. And then we wanted to do this other thing where we moved the wood into another room.
Flowed the wood in.
But he was like, well, yes, I can absolutely do that. There's no such thing as matching that wood exactly. It's this wood's 10-something years old and from whatever batch.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll notice a difference. And I was like, well, that's not okay. That's one of those things that your eye goes, oh, man.
Goes right to it.
There's that line. Ah! So we're going to go a different route with that, I think. But at least I got someone to come in and sort of...
Yeah.
Give
That's
us
good.
Another
good for
opinion.
You, Benny.
Well, I went through that with that little apartment. I did all that myself, and I was going over the hill and doing multiple appointments, and you want to kill yourself, but you have to.
Yeah. Because in the end, you get what you want.
Well, and I even met people where I was like, you seem great. I'll hire you. And then they don't get back to you in any kind of reasonable amount of time, and you go, oh, you're not great at all. I'm not hiring you.
Right.
So the people you end up finding, you go, wow, thank God I did my legwork.
Right.
Because,
I know. Like, knowing a couple of construction guys is so crucial.
Well, and you've had this family, semi-family member working for you for how long?
And he's forever. Since probably 03, I guess, when we got the big house.
Nobody's got that. A personal family member, construction man who...
he is a good friend of ours.
Keep in business.
We love that guy. I
mean, he
we
seems
do
to
keep
have
him
worked,
busy.
Has he ever not been employed by you?
Yeah, there have been times when we haven't been doing anything. Or we're done.
Is he like, okay.
No, we still talk to him.
As he still looks it in the windows. His hand. You guys.
But don't you think we could...
Richard.
But what about that thing we talked about?
Yeah, no.
But Ellen and I... No. A pergola? Anything?
Well,
guys.
It's funny because we didn't think that our backyard project would last as long
as
it has.
He drives by with a fallen tree. Guys, look! I got wood! You want to do something? Guys!
Or he does damage to your house. Yeah. Like, oh, look at that!
Uh-oh, I guess you're going to need a handyman, huh? Oh, well, here I am. So. No, he's great. We were joking that as soon as we're done with the backyard, we'll find something else for him to do because he's had to blow off jobs and
stuff. Well, it's not a joke. You actually keep finding stuff for him to do.
Well, you know. Yeah. Had him on the payroll for years.
Yeah.
But it's great. You get a good guy like that, and then they know all the tradesmen. They can line up the guy to do a roof or to do some tile work. And
you can hold them accountable.
Yep, you hold them accountable.
That's my boy Kirk Adney has found me all the...
Yep, all the trades guys.
Has found me all the... done all the work, and it's excellent.
Yep.
And I can even give him the key to the house and just go, dude. Yep. I don't even need to worry.
Yeah.
I know him, his family, everybody. It's all good.
Yep.
So anyway, I got the floor thing done and did think, like, I wonder if she would be enjoying this.
I would have been into that, yeah.
Yeah, she would.
Yep. Someone says you guys had a pound of beef in you.
Yeah, that's it.
We that's did.
But people are saying it was great. It was charming. It was awesome.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. I did like it.
650 says, as he gets older, call him Over the Hillage.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
good one.
Shani Wani says, if he gets cold, you can call him Chillage.
Yeah, Chillage has been done. The Hillage one is
but
good,
over
though.
The Hillage is new.
Well, we had the if he lived in the mountains on the East Coast, on the Appalachians, and he made his own beer, or he made his own moonshine, we call him Stillage, and then he would be a person from the Hillage.
Uh-huh.
But Over the Hillage is pretty good, and that'll be good for his birthday. Oh, I'm going to use that. He hates it when we do this, but we do it all the time. So
a song.
This isn't a song.
No, it's not a song.
This is just nonsense.
A nonsense running joke.
Oh, just roast.
Yeah. It's not feeling good. He's Illich.
There's
a gajillion of them.
Someone says, jam out with your clam out, Sarah.
Yeah, that I'm going to jam out with my clam out.
Oh, that's cute. I never heard that
I
one.
I never have either. That's a good one.
That's a woman area reference, right?
Yeah. I don't like clam, though.
I thought
though.
It was clam just clam chowder. I mean, I didn't know
clam,
what.
Right? New England clam chowder. Yeah. That is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like rock out with your other thing out because I've always wanted one of those, so to whip it out.
You always wanted one of those.
Rock out. I let the male side of me out when I'm rocking out.
I wonder how you don't want one of those. I mean,
you'd like to try one, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
no, I don't.
But you've never thought, God, wouldn't it be great if I had one of those? The things I do,
because it seems like a lot of
that.
Work that you guys have to do.
Does
in
what way? Oh, my God,
there's no monthly.
Well, aside from that, I'm talking about the actual part.
Oh,
all
you
the
mean,
work
like,
you guys
oh,
put
yeah,
into it.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Like, all I get
oh, the
to
pumping?
Do is kick back.
Well, you could just, you could lay down and put the girl on top.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it seems like a lot of work.
I'll do it for one day.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. I would have to find someone who would lay me, though. Yuzi, come on.
I said I would.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Whew. We already agreed to that years ago.
I have a go-to.
Lay me.
No problem.
Boy.
I got you, girl.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. Thanks. And it would be, you know, I mean, if anybody ever found out, you could totally just, like, she needed to. She had the penis for one
like
day.
Like that pig thing, right, Vin?
Well, no, it's not like that at all.
Yeah,
but
I actually don't see the correlation, but
what I mean by that is sacrifice.
No, that's not.
No?
It's not even close to the same thing. Like, that's actually, her getting to bone you is kind of cool. I mean, boning a pig, that's not, what? Anyway, I think that...
Not that you're a pig.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know. This is
men are pigs, so...
I said I would do the other thing for Vinny, so...
What I'm trying to say is, if you had a man area, you should actually have to experience the whole process of selling that thing to someone and not having... A fallback waiting
to
throw it
out. I only have it for a day, Vinny.
It doesn't matter. You should have...
I can't. I don't have time for that.
You need to put up with the ladies who want to just make out for a while. Let's just kiss.
Yeah, what am I, 15?
Well,
no,
sorry.
I'm going to find an adult woman and I'm going to give it to her.
And you need to put up with someone moving your hand off. You're like, oh, you got to be kidding me. We've been making out for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Still no third base? What is this?
No bases at all.
And it's just like that one girl I've told you the story. I mean, we've retold this story a dozen times now, but that girl I was dating, I think we were on our fourth or fifth date. It was going great. There we are making out in front of her house. And she's like, okay, good night. And there you are with your penis and it's about to expire.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got used at my back pocket. You got to think about these things and set them up before, you know, lightning strikes.
Right.
Honey.
Mm-hmm. But that's, I'm trying to tell you, that's the hard part. You're missing the
true
experience.
I don't want the true experience. I just want to have it, play with it.
And I'm easy anyway. So.
Yeah, easy.
I wouldn't bat your hand away, Vinny.
Trying to, thank you. The true experience is trying to drive home with that thing poking you in the tummy and you've been turned down.
That's not the experience I'm looking for.
And now you're just trying to move it to a comfortable spot, which ultimately leads you to...
Freeing the Kraken.
Yeah. On the drive home.
Well, gotta do what you gotta do.
Where'd that go? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll find it tomorrow. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Mother Father Friday! See you in a minute.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.